I'm Bruce Van Dyke, and we're pleased to have on the line with us Tim Elkhorn. It's time for another look into the Elkhorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Jo Homestyle Pies. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bruce. How are you?
Good. Did you ever think the word archive and Elkhorn would go together? It seems like someone has to curate this as we work our way.
But I'll tell you what, I'm really having so much fun doing these because, as I've said, I kept all my score sheets and all my charts, and so it's fun to look back now and hear the audio of these games that were such classic games on WEOL over the years. So this has been a blast. I'm really enjoying it.
What brought this one to mind? Why did you decide to look back to October 29th of 2010?
Well, and everything strange about 2020, I know this is the final regular season night for high school football with the way the schedule was formulated this year. So I was thinking about some of the great regular season finales that we had on WEOL. We would always hold open those final couple of weeks for a TBA game just to make sure we had some sort of significant ball game. So this one came to mind. It was Amherst at Avon Lake, the last game of the season, regular season-wise, in 2010. So 10 years ago. So you're right, Bruce. You think back, and it's like, wow, these guys are now all in their late 20s, perhaps married with families. But, boy, some of the names that came back to me as I was reviewing it. It was a great game. Both teams were 8-1 going into this regular season finale over at Avon Lake. The winner was guaranteed at least a share of the Southwestern Conference Championship and a trip to the playoffs. So, in essence, it was a playoff game, a conference championship game and a playoff game all rolled into one. Two great rivals, and it turned out to be a really bizarre game, but a great game.
Well, let's get to the highlights. How do we want to go through this now? Let's just take us, I guess, to the first touchdown of the game that Avon Lake was able to score and sort of begin the momentum of that game.
Right. As you and I were talking before we rolled here, the bizarre part of the game, as I mentioned, Avon Lake dominated this game for the first quarter and early into the second quarter, and then Amherst turned the tables, and they dominated the rest of the game. That's what made it really strange. It was like two different ball games, but Avon Lake was able to get on the board first. They scored in the first quarter on their very first drive, and a young man by the name of Zach Johnson would put the Shoreman on top.
First and goal, handoff goes to Johnson. Johnson is in for the touchdown. Zach Johnson with a one-yard touchdown run with 8:17 to go in the first quarter. And Avon Lake on their first drive on a short field takes it in to go up 6-0. A 9-play, 37-yard drive. And for Zach Johnson, his 10th touchdown of the year.
Yeah, it was a short field. They had gotten a great opening kickoff return to put the ball deep in Amherst territory, and they were able to capitalize. And again, it was a great start for Avon Lake. You're thinking, okay, let's see if Amherst could respond with anything. They didn't, and Avon Lake would come right back and put another touchdown on the board. Again, we're still in the first quarter of play. Another running back for the Shoremen. They always had that vaunted running game under head coach Dave DeLugas. This time it would be Dontez Smith with a 10-yard touchdown run for Avon Lake.
Pitch right goes to Dontez Smith. Smith to the five, cuts outside, touchdown Avon Lake. Dontez Smith scampers in from 10 yards out, his 6th touchdown of the year. And Avon Lake has bolted out to a 13-0 lead with 7:03 to go here in the first quarter of play.
So, yeah, Bruce, as you can see, they had all the momentum. Things were going their way. As I mentioned, that great running game that they always had under head coach Dave DeLugas. And, of course, this was when Avon Lake under coach DeLugas was really rolling, just annual Southwestern Conference championships and annual trips to the playoffs. And they had a running game every year that was simply outstanding. Although, on this night, Bruce, they would only end up rushing for 36 yards. I mean, the Amherst defense played very, very well this night. And very, very early in the second quarter of play with Avon Lake up 14-0 at the end of one, boy, it looked like the Shoremen were just going to run away with this thing, although I use the term runaway. Their next score would come on a touchdown pass. They had a terrific quarterback that year, Trent Toy. Trent was outstanding for the Shoremen, and he would hook up with Alex Grunick from 32 yards out, and it looked like we had a blowout in the making.
Trent Toy is the Shoremen quarterback. Toy out of the shotgun. Plenty of time. Looking, throwing. Grunick has it at the 15. Grunick breaks a tackle to the 10, to the 5, stretches out. Touchdown, Avon Lake! Oh, what a play by Alex Grunick, the 6-foot senior, with his fifth touchdown of the year. A 32-yard hookup with Trent Toy, and the Shoremen have busted it open. 20-0, Avon Lake, 9 seconds into the second quarter of play.
So, Bruce, you can see why we thought we were going to have a blowout. I mean, we're 9 seconds into the second quarter, and here's Avon Lake on their home field after the extra point, leading 21-0. And, boy, the Shoremen side was energized. Their kids were jumping up and down, and the Amherst side, as I looked over to the other side of the field, was completely deflated. But I'll tell you what, one of the things about these great games and looking back, for the most part, you always have great coaching. And I've mentioned Dave DeLucas a couple of times. This was during the Kevin Fell era over at Amherst. And, of course, Kevin Fell did a remarkable job with the Comet program. And Kevin Fell certainly wasn't going to let his team just roll over here. He was going to try to get them back in the ball game. There was no quit in Amherst. And from that point on, here's the interesting stat that I was able to dig up. From that point on, Avon Lake, from the early part of the second quarter into the fourth quarter, into the final period, would only have one first down. Whatever defensive adjustments Amherst made, and I remember their defensive coordinator was Chad DeFranco, and Chad, of course, the brother of our beloved friend Troy DeFranco, but Chad was the defensive coordinator for Amherst, and he drew something up that completely shut down that Avon Lake offense. And then Bruce, Amherst started to get back in the ballgame.
Brendan Hosier for Amherst. Looks right, throws right. Complete to Herbert. Herbert to the 10, to the 5. He's in for the touchdown. Well, Amherst responds. Give him credit. Adam Herbert, only his second touchdown of the year, as he hauls in the pass from Brennan Hosier and took it to the house to make it a 21-6 ball game, 10:55 to go in the half.
Right, so they did respond. They came right back after that Avon Lake touchdown. And as I said, Kevin Fell kind of rallied the troops over there. Coach DeFranco got the defense put back together. And then offensively, you got to chip away when you're down 21-0. So that touchdown made it 21-7. And then later on in that second quarter of play, Amherst would get a field goal. So we went to the half, Avon Lake up 21-10. And you thought, boy, okay, maybe we got a ball game here. And then sure enough, in the third quarter of play, Amherst would get a little bit closer. A rushing touchdown for the Comets as Jason Stump would slam it in from 2 yards out.
Hosier out of the shotgun, first and goal from the two. Handoff Stump. Stump breaks outside and walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Amherst. And oh my, we've got a game now. 21-16 with 7:42 to go here in the third quarter of play, and the Comets side is going wild. Damo, they looked dead and buried when Avon Lake was up 21-0.
They ran that kickback, and it got them all fired up, and away they
went. Yeah, away they went, and so now we've got a game. Amherst has all the momentum. Amherst has everything going their way, and it was like one of those prize fights, Bruce, where, you know, one of the guys is ahead on points, and the other fighter's making a comeback, and the guy who's ahead on points is just hanging on, trying to get through that 12th, or back in the old days, the 15th round, realizing, hey, I'm ahead on points. I just got to hang on. Because Amherst, they were the ones delivering the blows. And so we go to the fourth quarter of play, Amherst with all the momentum, everything going their way. And so the Comets would get one final shot. They got the ball back late, and they went with a little trickery. They went with the old hook and ladder play very late in the contest to put themselves in position for a game-winning play. But first, here's the hook and ladder.
Brennan looking, throws, Parrish with the catch, now they run the hook and ladder, down the 35 stump, he's to the 20, knocked out of bounds, at the 15-yard line, and 5 seconds to go. They ran the hook and ladder, Parrish pitched it to Stump, and Stump got knocked out of bounds at the 15 with 5 seconds left. Amherst will have one crack to win it right here.
I tell you what, Bruce, I'm sitting here on the phone. I got a little goosebumps hearing that because it was just electric. This place was going crazy on both sides. And I remember it was Ronnie Willoughby who made that play for Avon Lake. He chased down Parrish and knocked him out of bounds. Ronnie Willoughby, in essence, made a game-saving play for Avon Lake right there. And, of course, Ronnie went on to play college football at the University of Buffalo, or maybe it's Buffalo University. But he went up to Buffalo, and he was a great basketball player as well, was the Mr. Basketball Award winner the following spring. But Ronnie Willoughby would make that play, and as I called right there, so Amherst gets one shot, 5 seconds on the clock from the 14-yard line, and here's the way this game would end.
Amherst at the Avon Lake 13-yard line. Two receivers left, two to the right. Hosier out of the shotgun. Hosier rolling right. Hosier stops, looks, throws, it's knocked down in the end zone, and the Shoremen win! The Shoremen win it 21-17, and Avon Lake will share another Southwestern Conference championship with the Bulldogs from Olmsted Falls. Avon Lake at 6-1 in the league, shares the crown with Olmsted Falls, and they're heading to the playoffs with a record of 8-2. Heartbreak for the Amherst Comets. Their season ends at 8-2, and they finish one game back in the league.
Great ending. Just an unbelievable ending, and certainly a heartbreak for Amherst because, in essence, they dominated the football game for three quarters. It was that quick 21 by Avon Lake to start, and then they just hung on for dear life and got the win. So, fun game, just an electric atmosphere, and that was a lot of fun to look back on. I'll remember that game for a long time.
Well, thanks for bringing it back to our attention as part of the Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies with Tim Alcorn. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. Tim, it's been great. We'll take a look and see what else is in the archives as we look again next week.
Maybe since next week is football playoff time, Bruce, we'll dig out a playoff game. I'll go through the charts.